How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, my friend? Welcome back to this week's Action After, as we are diving into Jarvis Leverson, aka the Morning Heroes Action After, which is, are you listening? And I hope you took some time really to go through Jarvis's episode and honestly listen to it 2, 3, maybe even 4 times, because really there was so much unbelievable and incredible value in everything that Jarvis shared, from his story and the experiences he went through to some of the things he suggested you could do to really implement more of a better morning routine. So I hope you went through that. I hope you listened to it, got some nuggets from it. And what we want to do now is we want to take that last question and we want to peel it back and look at some of the advice Jarvis gave. And again, today's episode is called Are You Listening? And what we're going to dive into is how you can begin to listen to yourself more. One of the things Jarvis touched on in his morning routine that he does, one of the things he also touched on at the very end of the episode, is that oftentimes in your life, the answers that you're seeking for are actually already sitting within you. You just haven't taken time to listen, to sit quietly, and to hear those answers for the questions that you have, for the problems, for the seeking that you're doing. Again, one of the big things we talk about on the show, I mean, probably every episode, is going within, going internal rather than going external. And so the first action after item on today's episode is going to be, in the next 24 to 48 hours, to spend 10 minutes in your morning listening. That's it. Really, really, really simple. Now, there's a few different ways that you can do this. After you wake up, and I would encourage you to do it shortly after you wake up because that's when you're going to get the freshest guidance. But once you wake up, you can either sit somewhere quietly. You have to make sure you have no distractions. So you could even let your partner, your roommates, your friend, whoever, put your dog in the other room, whatever it is, and just give yourself 10 minutes in a room by yourself to sit quietly. You can sit in silence. You can also put on some sort of a beat or some sort of music. Again, something that has no words, but allow yourself to just sit and brew in quietness, right? Notice your thoughts. Notice what comes to you. And what I would encourage for you to do is do this over at least the next 3 days. All right, day one, you may do it and you may go, man, my brain was all over the place and I don't even know what I heard, right? And then day two, you do it and you start to go, okay, maybe I got a little something. And usually by at least day three, you're going to notice that you're going to get some sort of guidance, all right? So that is one way you can start to listen. And the second action after item is, rather than just spending 10 minutes sitting in your house or your apartment or wherever you live, and sitting quietly there, the second way you want to do this is go into nature and spend 10 minutes of quietness. Spend 10 minutes listening. Now, what I would encourage you is ask yourself and find out, what's a place that you really feel at peace, right? It could be maybe you go on walks nowadays with COVID. Maybe you're working at home and you go walk around somewhere. It could be somewhere that's just always been a place for you that's special. It could be just that you like being in nature. But ask yourself, what's a place you could go to just sit and get guidance, to just sit and listen? For me, one of the most powerful places that I go to sit in silence and get guidance is the ocean. Right. I'm fortunate enough today to live walking distance to the beach, and I'll go sit at the water. For me, I usually actually do this at night when it's dark out, there's some stars out, and I'll just go sit somewhere by the ocean, listen to the water come up and down, and I'll just sit out there for 10, 20, sometimes 30 minutes, sometimes an hour, and I'll just sit there and get guidance and sit in quiet and sit in silence. And the amount of guidance, the amount of answers, the amount of things that I have worked through because I've given myself time to sit in that space has been extraordinary, right? But you have to make sure that you actually go execute on this. So ask yourself for the second part here, what is a place you could go sit in nature? Maybe you go on a walk, maybe you go sit somewhere by a body of water, maybe you go sit somewhere in a field, right? Whatever works for you, but go sit somewhere and just sit in silence for 10 minutes and connect with yourself, connect with the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, with Mother Nature, connect with the earth, and give yourself some time to listen. Now, the third action after item for today is going to be very simple. Again, the first two action after items, you want to spend at least 3 days executing on those things. So whether it's 3 mornings, you're going to sit in silence, whether it's for 3 days, you're going to go sit in nature, you're going to go, you know, to a place you connect with and just be silent for 10 minutes and get some guidance. The third part of the action after, and most likely the most important part of this action after, is take the piece of guidance or wisdom or advice that you got when you were sitting in silence and go act on that 24 hours after you get it. All right. Now, what you want to understand as it comes to some of the guidance you may get is some of it may not make sense sometimes. I've had multiple situations in my life where I've gotten some guidance and it just doesn't really fully make any sense, right? Jarvis was saying maybe, you know, you get this guidance and it goes, call Johnny. You haven't connected with Johnny in a while, right? And maybe you call Johnny and maybe Johnny goes, oh my God, I was actually just thinking of you. I have this idea that I want to talk about and blah, 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 wherever he goes. But know that whatever the guidance you were given was given to you for a purpose. And if you hear it and you just let it go in your head and go out and do nothing with it, it is such a beautiful moment in your life that you're letting slip away. The most important part is when you get this guidance, you need to go act on it. And the beautiful thing about all of this is it's really like building a muscle, right? The first time you get guidance, if you don't act on it, it's going to be harder to get guidance next time, right? But if you get some guidance from this listening, from this time you spend getting quiet, and you go act on it, the next time you get silent, you better believe that you're going to get even more guidance. You better believe that the next time you sit in silence, you're going to hear something maybe even bigger, right? But as you begin to hear the guidance and execute on it and actually do something with it, you're going to get stronger and stronger connecting with this silence, at listening to yourself, at getting guidance from, again, whatever you want to call it, source, universe, God, whatever, whatever you want to call it. But make sure that you go execute and implement on the piece of advice that you got within 24 hours. All right. So that, my friend, is the action after this week. Again, the first part is spend maybe 10 minutes minimum in the morning for 3 days in a row getting quiet. The second action after is if you don't want to spend it in the morning quiet, go connect somewhere in nature and spend at least 10 minutes in silence. And then finally, the third action after is go out and go execute on this thing, because when you execute on it, I promise you things are going to start to change in your life. So that's the action after for this week. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful, unbelievable rest of your day. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. If you want to leave us a rating, we would love to hear from you. Love to hear what you want more of on this show. And other than that, my friend, have a wonderful, incredible rest of your day. And we'll talk to you on the podcast soon.